Idaho Governor Butch Otter yesterday called for a special legislative session slated for Monday, May 18th, to reconsider a child support bill killed by a handful of conservative lawmakers. The nine members of a House committee had expressed concern that a federal treaty on collecting child support across national borders would force Idaho to obey rulings made in countries with Sharia law. But Otter says after more than 2 weeks of phone calls and meetings with lawmakers, he's now confident a revised bill can now pass. Adam Cotterell reports.
Otter says the bill has been rewritten many times since its initial failure, and now it's something both the House and the Senate will support. According to the Spokane Spokesman Review newspaper, Speaker of the House Scott Bedke sent Otter a letter saying four of the nine lawmakers who scuttled the bill are satisfied with the rewrites and are willing to move forward. But one member of that group, Coeur d'Alene Republican Kathleen Sims, says she hasn't been shown any changes to the bill she helped defeat.
If it's not a different bill or if there's not amendments allowed, my vote will be the same.
Sims says she's concerned that custody and child support cases in countries with fewer rights for women won't be fair. She says she won't be satisfied unless the bill gives Idaho access to details of international cases so the state can determine if they meet the same due process standards as domestic ones. Sims thinks in the special session there will be opposition to the bill on the House floor, but that it will probably pass. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.